This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Black Americans make up about 14% of the U.S. population, but according to census data, just over 2% of businesses have black owners. One reason is unequal access to capital. Terrence Dixon has been on a mission to help close that gap by mentoring fellow black entrepreneurs. He's also the longtime owner of Terra Cafe, a restaurant in Baltimore's Charles Village neighborhood. Last time we spoke, he had finally secured a loan from the Federal Paycheck Protection Program after initially being turned down. We checked in to see how he's doing now. Hey, Terrence, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Peace. Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing well. Can't complain. So how's business?
Business is awesome.
Really?
Well, you know, when I say awesome, guess what? The lights are still on. Okay. We still got our spirit up. We're recording a win every now and then, but we're definitely taking some lumps out here.
Trying to stay positive, though, it sounds like.
Hey, you got to be. You got to be.
So the last time we talked, oh gosh, it's been more than a year, and I think no one thought we would still be here with the pandemic, you know, keeping people at home, mask mandates still in place in many cities. How have you adapted?
I tell you what, it's been very challenging. One of the things is that, you know, we started with the Jerk Garden. You opened up with me on that last time, and that was phenomenal.
Yeah, that's your outdoor space.
The outdoor space, yeah. I mean, we had jazz every Monday night. It was a place where people could really release this COVID fatigue, which is, I think, plaguing everybody right now. I think everybody's just tired of this. But with everything else going on with the weather, that was like 86 real quick. You know, we started hitting down to those 10 degrees and those freezings, and you just couldn't do it outside. So I had to bring it back inside.
I want to ask you about inflation, because everybody who, you know, buys food knows that prices have been going up. How's that affecting your business, and how are you adjusting?
Well, I'll tell you what, like Fat Joe said, yesterday's prices is definitely not today's prices. You know what I mean? Let me give you a little quick 1, 2, 3. Labor costs has definitely almost doubled. Okay. We've had to go up with completely new concepts of how to pay people. No longer will the tip be sufficient. Even with the gratuity, there's a lot of downtime. You know, you can't have somebody come spend all day with you and they go home with $10. It just doesn't work. And then our food costs are just ridiculous. Because of shipping and because of other things and gouging, you know, a case of chicken wings that last year cost $42 is now $190. A case of cups that cost $30 are $85. And it's not only that the prices are high, because of the shortage, if you get them, you don't have a choice. You don't have to just take the hit one time. You better get two cases because you don't know when you're going to get another shot of them.
Or if prices are going to go up even more, right?
Yeah. This is really strengthened a lot of people, but yet it has crushed some communities. You know, if you're here in Baltimore, you know the diversity. For some reason or other, you see how small businesses are closing left and right. And one of the things that I notice right now is that not only small business, but you have like Subways, you have 7-Elevens, they're closing. So when you have major franchises that, you know, just a whole lot of controls in there to make them awesome and they're closing, that's really like kind of like a report card of what's going on here in the city right now.
Have you at any point thought you might have to close?
Never. Never. If I have to cut back and we sell one fish sub a day, we're going to keep it going. Because, see, it's bigger than a restaurant here at Terra Cafe. You know, it's just not McDonald's. We're not passing burgers across the counter. What we stand for here is Black Awesome. And understand, Terra Cafe hasn't been here just by being a star. We've been here for over 12 years right now because of the scars. You know, we've taken the licks and we've gotten back up and we've stood strong.
Before I let you go, I got to ask you what's on the menu today.
Ah, I knew you were going to do it. You know what we've been really pushing is what's, you know, we have the most awesome fish sub in the world. It is a swai that is seasoned and fried to perfection, 100% canola oil, zero, all right, zero trans fat, okay? And with a special chipotle mayo and a toasted ciabatta roll, delicious. That's the hitter for the day.
All right, Terrence. Terrence Dixon, owner of Terra Cafe in Baltimore, and also Terra Loft Consulting. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you so much.